Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. Okay, so if you haven't heard the news yet, I've got a new book out called The Greatness Mindset. Unlock the power of your mind and live your best life today. It's coming out soon, and I'm pumped to invite you to be a part of the launch team for this book. This is a rare opportunity to get your questions answered and network with other champions of greatness in this exclusive community of conscious achievers. If you're ready to receive early access to the first few chapters of the book, behind-the-scenes updates from me, plus VIP access to bonuses and giveaways, then this is for you. For instructions about how to join this greatness launch team, make sure to go to lewishowes.com/launch team right now. Again, make sure to check it out at lewishowes.com/launch team right now.
The muscle building process is an adaptation process. To use another example, it would be like going out in the sun and then your skin darkening to adapt to the UV rays. So it's very similar to what's happening when your body builds muscle. You go to the gym, you create a stress on the body, maybe a little bit of damage, right? The body heals the damage, and then what it does is it tries to adapt so that the same insult no longer creates damage. So this is how you get stronger incrementally over time. This is why you can work out harder over time, because your body slowly adapts.
Yes.
So the question is, what does it take to get my body to adapt? A little more than you're doing now. So if you're doing nothing right now, literally 10 bodyweight squats, 5 push-ups, and maybe a couple band rows is enough to get the body to start the adaptation process. And again, you want to do the right dose, meaning doing more than is appropriate will only get your body to prioritize healing over to adaptation. Your body can't adapt because it's only trying to heal this damage that you cause. So the appropriate amount is literally a little more than you're doing now. So for the average person watching this, if they did 30 minutes of strength training once a week, they would get strength gains. And then when that felt easy, they could do an hour of strength training once a week. And then when that got easy, they could do a little harder. They could add a little more load. And then eventually they could add an extra day. And there's a lot you could do with 2 days a week with strength training. There's a lot of room to go when it comes to load, exercises, intensity. There's so much room to go with 2 days a week that the average person, I can get them to what they want realistically, which is 2 days a week. Now, more than that, then we're talking about, well, I want my biceps to bulge, or I want my glutes to sit real high, or I want more definition in my delts to really pop out. Or now we're looking at more days a week. But 2 to 3 days a week, I mean, you can get really, really far. I mean, the old time strength athletes in the 1930s and 40s, they worked out full body 3 days a week. You know, people like Steve Reeves, they had phenomenal physiques. So you can go real far, and you don't want to look at the extreme fitness fanatics as, well, that's what I need to do. That's not what you need to do.
Right.
That's not what you need to do. The best exercises to choose, you want to choose the ones with most bang for your buck, right? So if I'm only going to spend 45 minutes exercising, I want to do the exercises that have the most carryover and have the biggest impact. Essentially, you want to do compound lifts or big gross motor movements. So rather than doing like a curl, which is a very simple, you know, single joint exercise, I would do a row, which also involves the biceps, but now I'm working the back and the whole upper body.
Or a pull-up, right?
Like, oh, yeah. That's a great one. Dips and squats and deadlifts. Those exercises do the work of like 5 exercises combined. So you want to do those big gross motor movements because they give you the most bang for your buck. And for the average person, go to the gym and pick, you know, 3 or 4 gross motor movements and just practice them. So today I'm going to go squat, press, and row. I'll do 3 sets of each. I'll rest for a minute and a half in between, and then I'll leave.
That's it. 3 sets of each, what, 80%?
Yeah, you want to train, again, more than you're used to, not beyond that. You want to feel good at the end of your workout. It's okay to feel a little sore the day after, but if you're sore to the touch or you're sore for 2 days, you went too hard.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you shouldn't feel too sore.
It's actually a good indicator that you did too much. It's not an indicator of, wow, I had a great workout.
Really?
Yeah. High level, you know, strength athletes, they rarely get sore. They'll get sore, maybe if they change something up. You want a little bit of soreness is okay. So when you approach it this way, you're gonna see more consistent results. Otherwise, what ends up happening is you end up getting stuck on this hamster wheel of breakdown and recovery. So I hammer my body, break it down, my body heals. Oh, I'm back to my workout, break it down, my body heal. And you just end up in the same place all the time. Breakdown, recovery, breakdown, recovery. What you want is a little breakdown, recovery, adaptation. Breakdown, a little bit of recovery, adaptation. So you want to end up better than you were before. And you will see consistent strength gains and consistent progress, especially within the first year or two of exercise, if you approach it this way. After a couple years of exercise, it gets a little more challenging. Mm-hmm. But those first couple of years, you should see some pretty consistent gains.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.